This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We have deals so far. So you know, the overnight markets definitely were not friendly, if you will. Coming into the pods, if you will, you're down 4 cents on corn and 10 cents on beans. Wheat's even given up a little bit. So it's been a decent week overall. You know, we actually settled higher Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on the corn market. And, you know, yesterday was off just a little, but certainly looks like we're going to give up some of those gains as we head into the weekend. At least that's the way it's going to start.
Matt, what are we currently looking at with the weather situation in South America? I know we're following that very closely all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a mixed bag, you know. So essentially what you're looking at for most of the week is that, you're talking about Argentina. You're talking about Brazil, for instance, having, a variety of things going on. But some folks felt like maybe harvest could get pushed a little bit, which, of course, would come into play with grainer crop later on. You know, I mean, the bottom line is there's a lot of different stuff going.
Matt, speaking of Argentina and how it ties in with the soybean meal, what is the current situation for soybean meal and oil? Because there's a little bit counterintuitive things happening in terms of looking at it, because it seems like things should be pretty friendly for soybean oil right now, but that's not been the case always in the markets.
No, I mean, whenever you look over the, you know, the last few months, for instance, soybean meal, towards the end of the year, towards the end of the calendar year, you know, it's trading well over 400 up to 440, 445. You know, we're currently looking at $90 lower than that. You look over at soybean oil and, you know, you go out to the end of the year and, well, we were trading $52, and we're $6 off of that right now. But you go back and we're $65.
Don't miss the Regional Farm Show and Corn Belt Cow-Calf Conference, January 26th and 27th at Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Two great events, one location. Come see the latest from vendors and learn from the experts, whether in the expo hall or during a special session. And it's all free. Free admission, free parking, and free food. Doors are open Friday, the 26th from 3 till 7, and Saturday, 8 till 4. For more information, go to regionalfarmshow.com. We'll see you at the Corn Belt Cow-Calf Conference and Regional Farm Show, Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa.
March corn down 4.5 at 447.25. March soybeans down 10.25 at 1212.75. On the Merck, February live cattle up 17 cents at 177.90. March feeder cattle down 10 cents at 238.07. February lean hogs down 2 cents at 74.27. February pork cutout unchanged at 87.35. Class 3 milk is up 8 cents at 15.94. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.